you might have to wait until the wind
subsides.
Yes, though, if it's just the opposite and the wind was blowing strong and it just slowed down all of a sudden, you might say the wind was
very loud.
And it just, the wind just... In the fall, sometimes you might go outside, and if it's cold, but not real cold, you might say this morning it's rather
chilly.
If you come out in the morning and there's kind of white all over everything,
frost.
It was so cold last night, the lake.
Froze over.
If it gets much colder, the pond might
freeze.
The house that you used to live in when you were very young, how many rooms did it have?
I have to count them. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 8.
Mm-hmm. And was it a square house or a rectangular?
No, it was more than a square house. And it had porches all the way around, except one side. Part of one side where they had the well, and maybe I had this cover over it too.
Mm-hmm. See, it was square, and if you had a diagram of it like that, how could you fill in the different?
There's a porch here.
Uh-huh.
And you walk up the steps. And you open the front door.
Mm-hmm.
And you go in the living room. And then you go in the kitchen. And the kitchen has a side door.
Mm-hmm.
And a little, very small porch was built on afterwards to put the fridge there on and the washing machine.
Mm-hmm.
At this side, I said that was a bedroom, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was my father's and mother's bedroom. And this is a hall between the house.
Mm-hmm.
Now you come in this door, and on this side was what you call the living room.
Mm-hmm.
I mean the parlor.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was stairway right up here that went upstairs. Had a little platform and it went on that side, then it entranced all the rooms.
Mm-hmm. Can you remember where all the walls were at to draw?
Where all the walls were at.
Yeah. Yeah. And doors and things?
Yes.
Or maybe around?
Well, of course the hall.